Welcome to Celebrity Grill, the best, most comprehensive, fastest growing podcast of American backyard grilling on iTunes worldwide, where we cook because we have to and we grill because we want to. Learn from the big dogs, Paul Height, No Excuses Barbecue, Dennis Reed, Key Lime Barbecue Sauce, Clint Jolly, ClintJolly.com, Larry Gain, The Barbecue Grail, Derek Riches, BBQ.about.com, Gretchen Belmonte, Barbecue Pro Shop, Thomas Porter, Big Butts Barbecue, Jim Barrett, Mind of Men, and I'm your host, JM, broadcasting from the great state of Florida. All right, here we are, JM coming at you. Glad to be with you. And yes, this is the Celebrity Grill Podcast, the show where we cook because we have to and we grill because we want to. If I sound different to you, it's because I am as sick as a D-O-G. I am under the weather. I'm under five different kinds of weather. So don't worry, you can't catch it through your earphones. Just listen up, sit tight, and you're going to learn all about grilling on this show. For those of you who aren't familiar, maybe it's your first time listening in, somebody passed this along to you, or you just ran across this show. It's all about the how-tos of how to grill better, how to barbecue better, how to cook anything over the fire better. Kind of all about what is everybody else grilling out there? That's kind of what the theme of this show is, and there's all kinds of characters come on this show and talk about what they do, what their specialties are, how to grill better. We get really technical on it. And today's guest interview is with William Montgomery of Quintessential Outdoor Living. William Montgomery's got a pretty interesting product. It's not a grill, it's not a barbecue, yet it uses all wood fire and puts out some amazing food. And if it's grilled over a live fire or cooked over a live fire, it's my friend, I can tell you that. So you're going to really enjoy this interview. I hope you learn a lot. I gotta move on though. Before we go into that interview, I got to talk about Memphis in May. It started today at 11 o'clock. There are a flood of people at that place, Memphis in May. There's a ton of people. It's insane how that thing is going and how big it's become. It is a world championship of barbecue. It is a contest. Now, to have to explain Memphis in May, some people may roll their eyes, but a year ago, I didn't know what it was. I didn't know what the American Royal was. I thought the Jack was a drink. I didn't realize it was a contest. I didn't know any of that kind of stuff. And after listening to some of the other barbecue aficionados out there, some of the barbecue greats out there, these things roll off their tongue like it's the four masters in golf. And I guess you could liken it unto that because it's just huge. Anybody who's anybody is going to be competing at the Memphis in May competition. And I understand that they have a Twitter account, Memphis in May. On their website, they have an ad for their iPhone app. I don't know if it's free or not, but if you got an iPhone, check it out. I really haven't yet. I just went straight from the site to recording this. But anyway, Memphis in May is a major competition. Good luck to all the contestants out there. And I know several of the contestants who have been on this show are going to be there. One of which, Pork Barrel Barbecue Sauce, they're there. They were on here last week. And hey, good luck, guys. I know it's going to be a lot of fun. I wish I could be there. And I look forward to seeing all the pictures and hearing all about it. I got to give a shout out. Facebook fans, you did it. You did over 100 fans for the Celebrity Grill Podcast. Congratulations to you. I'm pumped up. It's great. The comments are increasing. The page views are increasing. I mean, people are sharing this thing out. I'm so excited about how it's going, how it's just continuing to get more and more fans week over week over week. And I certainly appreciate that. And I don't take that lightly because, you know, as casual as Facebook is, you could be looking somewhere else. You could be on someone else's page, but you go to the CGP. So I'm proud of that. Twitter. Oh my gosh. You know, Twitter is over 220 followers for the Celebrity Grill Podcast. I've got a screenshot that shows less than 20. It shows 12 followers for the Celebrity Grill Podcast. And now it's over 220. Get out of here, man. Keep tweeting, keep retweeting, whatever you're doing, keep it up, keep spreading the word, and thanks for following the show. I don't take that lightly. Have you heard of the Barbecue Central Radio Network? Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Before the interview, I'm going to tell you about it. There are 4 shows as of right now that I'm aware of that are part of the Barbecue Central Radio Network, and the flagship show is the Barbecue Central Radio Show hosted by Greg Rempe. This guy knows what he's doing. He's got ties with all the heavy hitters out there in the world of barbecue, and he has them come on and talk about anything and everything A to Z, and these guys taught me how to barbecue. I thought I was just, you know, grilling and barbecue were the same thing. No. That's sacrilegious talk. These guys know the score. So you want to know about barbecue? Check that show out. Another show on there is Hot Sauce Weekly. I don't know a lot about hot sauces, but for some reason, the hot sauces, grillers, and barbecuers, we all run in the same packs of people. So you're going to enjoy that show if you like hot sauces and you like learning about them. Scott Roberts just reviews with them. Brian Mayer is the host. And, of course, his wife is on there as well. And there's another show called In the Hut with Huck Jr., Huck Sr., and a panel of other people. They cover a lot of the similar topics that the Barbecue Central Radio Show does. Yet I would have to say that the personality profiles of Greg Rempe and Huck Jr., well, they're kind of opposite, all right? And one's more laid back, one's more just in your face. And you know what? Both are great. They both bring different angles to barbecue. So if you're into this stuff, check them out. The Barbecue Central Radio Network. Do a search for it. You'll find it. Initials BCRN. Okay, here we go. Interview with William Montgomery of Quintessential Outdoor Living. He talks about these wood-fired, I call them vehicles, man. These things look like beasts. And if you want to take your outdoor cooking to the next level, William can show you how to do it. I like the look of these products. I can't wait to try them out. And I hope you learn a lot from this interview, and I'll catch you on the other side. All right, I am on the line here with Mr. William Montgomery of Quintessential Outdoor Living Company. This guy has got a background and knowledge of wood burning, fire ovens, and all kinds of great, I like to call them the ancient techniques, you know, the old school fire and just keeping it raw and keeping it primal. And he's found a way to, I guess, bring it to the modern backyard. I really look forward to learning more about his product, but also what he knows about grilling and barbecuing and cooking over a wood fire and maintaining temps. So I'm going to actually let him introduce a little bit more about himself. William Montgomery, welcome to the Celebrity Grill Podcast. How are you?
Doing great, JM. I really appreciate the opportunity to for this interview and to dive in on the wonderful world of wood-fired cooking. Like you said, it's a we use the word time-honored. It really does take you back to a different time, a different space, whole different experience, and I think that's what a lot of people are looking for in this hustle and bustle world of ours.
Hey, you got it, man. It's my pleasure to have you on the show. And before we get any further, I know that you have you're online. You've got a great looking website out there. You're also on Twitter. That's how, you know, I got to know who you were. And so if you don't mind sharing with the listeners a little bit more about the Quintessential Outdoor Living Company, who you are, what you do, and just some of the projects that you're working on.
Well, thank you. Quintessential Outdoor Living Company is a little over a year old. My business partner and I don't even come from the outdoor living industry per se. We come from distribution and doing some other types of businesses in other industries, but we came across this design of a very unique oven and unique wood-fired oven, and we saw it as an opportunity to introduce something new and different in what we thought was a new and growing trend. As time-honored and as old as wood-fired cooking is, I mean, it's really since man was able to rub two sticks together, he was cooking with fire and cooking his food, but this is very much a new and growing trend as folks are looking for new and different things to do in their backyards. And we thought this would be a terrific opportunity to introduce the ovens to the United States. We have, and we're enjoying some pretty good success so far.
Now, William, the pictures on your site are amazing. They're very clear. You got a very understandable, user-friendly website. Most people have a traditional charcoal kettle grill in their backyard. They may have a gas grill like I used to have until I used it so much it basically just burned itself out and burned through all the grates and stuff. That's when you really need to get another one. But we also talk about barbecue and stuff like that. Some people have pit smokers, vertical smokers. We hear about ceramic cookers, tailgater grills, hibachi. I mean, I could go on. But when you're talking about these wood-fired ovens, that's something new that if someone's not done with kettle grilling, but they are looking for something different, what does the oven and the what is your product bring to the backyard that's different and unique that you could give us some details and elaborate on?
Yeah, and first I would like to say that you're right about all the different things that folks have in their backyard. And we recognize that in all likelihood, a quintessential Q-Series wood-fired oven is not going to be the primary cooking product in somebody's backyard or in their outdoor kitchen. It's going to be a good complementary product behind a nice gas grill that, you know, folks, a lot of folks are having, you know, have gas grills today. So we recognize it's going to be a complementary product. What makes, you know, you mentioned words different and unique, innovative, and those are kind of cliched words, but when you think about, you know, everybody has something that's new and unique. But what makes the Q-Series wood-fired oven really stand out is its design. It's a two-chamber design. And, Jan, let me ask you, are you familiar with, if I said a black oven, you know, the traditional ceramic or masonry igloo-shaped design? You know what I mean by that?
If that's one of the ones, like in the old Home Alone movie, the one in the basement, is that the one you're talking about? Or am I
I'm talking about just a traditional, like a traditional Italian pizza oven.
Yeah.
We refer to that as a black oven because you're cooking in the same chamber as you have your fire.
Yeah,
you know
yeah.
what I'm talking about by that design, right?
Now I do. See, I just threw my credibility out the window. So go ahead and see if we can pick it right back up.
Didn't mean to quiz you on that. But really, that's what sets the oven apart is the other type of design would be what's called a white oven. And that's where it's a two-chamber design. And again, we're talking in the pizza oven realm, a two-chamber design where the wood chamber is the fire chamber is strictly to produce heat, and the two chambers don't intermix. Our design, what makes it really different, is that it's a two-chamber design. The fire box is underneath. The fire box is underneath the cook chamber, but you have two modes of heat going into the cook chamber. You have the heat emanating up through the pizza stone. That's what's separating the fire chamber from the cook chamber. But you also have channels on the side that's allowing the heat to convect into the cook chamber along with, and just as important as the heat, along with good smoke flavor. That's what you're looking for when you're cooking with wood. You have the smoke coming into the cooking chamber. And so what we call the quintessential Q-Series ovens, we call them gray ovens or hybrid design, and makes them very efficient. They get up to temperature very quickly. You asked me about what makes our ovens good for somebody's backyard. Well, time is one thing. The traditional ceramic Italian pizza oven takes as much as an hour and a half or up to 3 hours to get up to that desired temperature of 700 degrees, which is what you want for cooking pizzas, for example. Our oven, by its very design, is extremely efficient, and using good kiln-dried or seasoned wood, you can get up to temperature in as little as 20 to 30 minutes.
You know, whoa, hold on. You're telling me, now I've heard that, I've wanted a big fat pizza oven, you know, the ones I see in pictures and magazines and stuff, but mm-hmm. you're telling me that your product is designed in such a way that in like half an hour, it can get up to that temperature. I know ceramic cookers as well can get up to that temperature, but half an hour?
Yeah.
Wow.
It's true. And we've even gotten it up to 700 degrees in 15 minutes in ideal conditions.
Now, was that with or without napalm?
napalm needed.
That's William.
A couple of fire starters and some good wood.
That's incredible. Let's talk about wood. I've grilled over just wood sometimes. I've done fish over that, and I don't usually grill over just wood. However, You must know your way around different types of wood, the types of smoke they produce, the different flavors. And can you just break down and demystify some of the fears that a normal backyarder like myself might have if they want to go all wood on a grill or on a barbecue or something like that? And just share some of your knowledge, not necessarily associated with the quintessential, the Q ovens and things like that. You can if you want, but just the general knowledge of demystifying grilling and barbecuing and cooking with all wood fires.
And I'm going to seize on that word demystify, because, and I'm glad you used that, because what I find a lot of times when I'm talking to either consumers who contact us through our website, I'm always glad to talk to folks out in the field, or with our dealers. We're in this world today that everything is so precise, and there's some just phenomenal cooking products out there, especially, thinking of high-end gas grills and the like, where you can dial in your temperature and maintain it at, 0.5 degrees Fahrenheit, and that's pretty impressive. One thing I tend to try to do is demystify the whole thing about wood-fired cooking. Also about our society is, a lot of folks have gotten away from, especially in more urban areas, from using from cooking with or even burning wood and starting fires. So that can be, in some cases, somewhat intimidating. But the whole thing is, it's easy. There's really no mystery to it. Starting a fire and getting it going, and after some practice, just like anything else, you become in tune with your oven, and you figure out, how often do you have to tend the fire? What size wood do you need to put in there? What are your preferences in terms of whether you want to cook with oak that I typically use? It provides a nice subtle flavor for the meats that I cook, or the turkeys that I roast, or even the pizzas that I cook in my oven. Or more gently, subtly flavored woods like a wild cherry, or even apple, or anything that's, local to your part of the world. Demystification is a good way of thinking about it. Stepping back and realizing I'm not going to ruin what I cook in my oven as long as I'm tending it and paying attention to it and watching my fire. And naturally thinking just good old common sense, the bigger my fire, the hotter it's going to get. The hotter it gets, the faster things are going to cook. And it's really that simple. And it just takes some practice and really just kicking back and having some fun with it.
William, I've got some specific questions about using wood. And to get a lot of these questions in, you can go ahead and give some brief responses to these. The first question is this. I heard that different types of wood burn hotter or burn cooler. Is that true? And if it is, could you break down, and kind of sample out which woods are going to burn hotter at hotter temperatures and which ones are cooler?
JM, I'm not going to pretend to be an expert at the physics of different types of woods. Just in my years ever since I was a kid having a wood-burning stove in my parents' house and having campfires and things, I would venture a guess that it has to do with the density of the wood. The tighter the grain, it's going to burn hotter and more intense.
Oh, that's a good point. That's a real good point.
And in my experience, though, I can tell you, I've gotten up to temperature quickly and maintained some very, very hot temperatures with a wood that would follow that logic would be like hickory. And hickory also offers a terrific flavor when you're cooking as well. Tightly grained, dense, heavy wood like that, it's going to burn hot.
That makes perfect sense. So basically, you really haven't noticed, in the different woods you've used, you haven't noticed a really, really big difference as far as the heat that comes off of them, as opposed to the amount of wood that's in there.
Not really.
That's cool.
Just to give you an idea, I was using oak the other day.
Yeah.
I was down at our major trade show, and I just, in the morning, I wanted to get the oven good and hot. And I'll just tell you flat out, I packed it full of wood. I mean, I got that thing so hot, I had it probably up over 1,000 degrees. The thermometer, the temperature gauge only goes up to 900 degrees. Jeez. And it was redlining, which is just fine for cooking, too, believe it or not. And that's where, people were talking about cooking at 700 or 800 degrees. Demystify it. Don't worry. If you get your oven up to 1,000 degrees, just watch what you're cooking. And I might have some purists out there that'll argue with me. But I sure turned out a lot of really good pizzas at 800 or 900 degrees the other day.
Yeah.
And nobody was complaining.
Pizza's meant to do very hot, very quick over the fire. Now, I also heard that, and you could let me know this or not, that some people tear the bark off of the wood before they put it in the oven. Do you really think that matters, or are you just not sure, or the, you know, bark and then the actual, I guess you'd say the flesh of the wood is fine?
Jim, that's an interesting point. I don't do that. To me, it would just be extra. Whenever I'm cooking with my oven in my backyard, I'm trying to think of it in terms of simplicity and what would a typical homeowner want to do. Naturally, there may be some purists out there that want to do something like that and have their reasons for doing so. I totally respect that, but I don't find it necessary.
All right, that's cool. See, these questions are coming from, you know, coming from a guy that I ain't got a clue. You know what I'm saying? I just know that I feel good when I'm grilling over wood or barbecuing over it. And it's just, that's why we do this stuff, you know? Now, my next question, I would have to say, let's see here. Talking about maintaining temperature. I hear that, you know, charcoal briquettes are pretty simple to maintain a pretty good temperature. Lump charcoal is you know, it's okay. When I hear maintaining temperature with wood, that is so dynamic. And I mean, can you shed some light on how to maintain a fire, whether it's in your Q-series oven, whether it's in a barbecue, or no matter where that, whether it's a campfire, how to maintain temperatures at a constant, I guess at a constant rate.
I'll give you an example using one item that I really enjoy cooking in my oven. And I like roasting turkeys. That's another thing about the Q-series wood-fired ovens is they're so versatile. I know we spend a lot of time talking about pizza, and a lot of folks do refer to them as pizza ovens, but we call them wood-fired ovens because of all the great things you can cook in them. And one thing I've had just phenomenal results with is roasting a turkey. Now, the traditional recipe that I like to use is just what, you know, what we roast a turkey at in our home oven. Roasting about 325, 350.
Yep.
Using a, you know, I will stuff the bird, and I can cook up to a 25-pound turkey in one of our model QXB or QXC ovens.
Yeah,
it's a pretty ample cook space. Well, the reason I use that example is you're talking a 5 or 6 hour cook time, so you really want to maintain somewhat of a average regular temperature. And my target temperature there is between 325 and 350. And what I do first is I started out with, I'll build a small fire, not a very large one, but I will build a fire and let it mature, let the pizza stone get really, really warm. I'm using a surface thermometer as well as monitoring my temperature with the thermometer, the temperature gauge that's at the top front of the cook chamber. And that's my target temperature, 325 or 350. Now, what I'm doing is, just like our grandparents or great-grandparents did, and before that, in their wood-fired ovens, you have to tend the fire, and you have to baste your turkey. And so about every half hour, I'm basting the bird, and I'm putting a small piece of wood in. And once in a while, because these are very efficient ovens, and like you said, wood is very dynamic to cook with, you know, the temperature on the upper chamber where the heat is convecting in and that thermometer, the temperature gauge is really measuring that, it might spike up to 450 or 500 degrees for a few minutes and then it'll calm back down. But over the course of 5 or 6 hours, I'm still maintaining an overall temperature of about 350 or so. And that's what I'm doing is by doing that, by building a smaller fire, using smaller pieces of wood, and also by adjusting the airflow with the temperature, with the grate on the front of the firebox, I'm able to do that. And of course, it comes with a little practice, but it works out over time, and the result is just incredible.
Wow, that's you just took me to school, man. I like that. That's good stuff. So that's good advice for anybody, even not just backyard grilling, but backyard barbecuing when they're using wood, and that. Man, I got to digest that. I like that. I'm going to have to play that back. I can't because we're actually recording right now, but I'll play it back later. That's good. Anyway, that's...
Well, all I can tell you is I'd love for you to get one of our ovens.
Heck yeah.
And roast one for yourself and roast a turkey for yourself and tell me if I'm telling the truth or not.
I like the sound of that. What's that? Would we classify that as research, William? Is that what we call that, research and development?
There you go, a little R&D.
Yeah, that's what I tell my wife. I got to go research how to grill a New York steak, man. But, William...
Yeah, leave me alone for 5 hours for that job.
That's great. Now, I've... So my last question here, immediately when you say add wood to the fire, and you kind of addressed it, you know, a spike in the temperature, I hear some people say that you got to minimize all spikes in temperature. And obviously, if you're adding wood every half hour, the logical thing to think is, gosh, that's what, 6 spikes at a minimum if you're doing it, you know, for 3 hours. And that's not even to say beyond that. But what I'm hearing from you is that average temperature is king when it comes to this stuff, especially if the spike is not over 50 degrees plus or minus, something like that? Or am I off base here?
Well, remember also, what's going on is the way the temperature really reacts most quickly in, I'm trying to visualize how our ovens are designed. And again, with the channels on the side where the heat is coming up into the dome shape of the cook chamber, and that convection heat is really coming in there, and then it's passing out through the chimney. That spike in temperature, it's some convection heat that really is just for a few minutes. It, just from my experience, I sell the products, I use them, and I've had plenty of folks tasting the turkeys that are, you know, coming out of my oven, and I use that example because you're talking about 5 to 6 hour cook time, and nobody's complained. What I'm also doing to protect the turkey, I'm using a tinting method, you know, tinting the bird with aluminum foil, that's keeping any of the flames and the additional heat off the bird. The first hour, I'm leaving it open, letting the skin really get brown and golden brown, searing in the juices and the meat, and then a regular basting, but keeping it tinted is also protecting it. Long story short, in my opinion, from what I can tell and using my ovens, it's all about average temperature.
Yeah. You know, I suspected that, and it's good to hear from somebody with your experience that. And I would, you know, if you're listening to this and you agree or disagree, hey, go onto the Facebook fan page and give your opinion. You know, if you have one of these ovens or if you barbecue a lot and you find the spikes, you know, create a conversation about it. You know, that's what the fan page is there for. William Montgomery, I'm glad that you took time out of your very busy schedule. And I know it's busy, especially with how fast the Quintessential Outdoor Living Company is growing. I appreciate you coming on the Celebrity Grill podcast. And is there anything else that you wanted to add, maybe about something, some new project that you may be working on, or how we can get in touch with you via website or social network?
Thank you, JM. The only thing I'd like to add is just love to spread the word about the wonderful world of wood-fired cooking, whether it's our products or there's a lot of terrific products out there that can also help folks really enjoy the outdoors. But certainly I'd love for them to visit us at our website is indoors2out.com. That's indoors2out.com. They're also welcome to join us. Our links for our Twitter or our Facebook page are on our website. And if they have any questions, feedback, or ideas, I'd love to hear from them. We're growing and want to continue growing, but the only way we're going to do that is by listening to the folks out there that want to do more wood-fired cooking.
All right, William Montgomery, it's good to have you. Thanks for coming on.
I appreciate it very much, JM.
All right, that wraps up another interview on the Celebrity Grill Podcast. Thanks for checking it out. Thanks for listening in. William Montgomery, thank you for taking time out of your schedule to come on the show. If you want more information about William Montgomery and Quintessential Outdoor Living, you can go to their website at www.indoors2out.com. That's indoors2out.com. And you can get any and all information you would need to know about their wood-fired ovens for outdoors. You can find it all there. There you go. How about it? Hey, if you're at the Memphis in May, come on now. Where are the pictures? Let's see them. What's going on? Post them on the CGP Facebook fan page. Feel free to do that. I'll be looking for them on all the other fan pages out there. If you want them on the homepage of the Celebrity Grill podcast site, you can post them. You can go to the celebritygrillshow.com site. You can click on the picture, the slideshows in the middle of the screen. It'll take you to the Flickr group. If you have a Flickr account, great. If not, you should. And go ahead and paste the pictures into the group, and I will get them from there and put them onto the website homepage. That way, when people go there, everyone will see your awesome pictures. That also reminds me that if you want your logo on the new site for free, and yes, when I mean free, I'm talking F-R-E-E, free. All you got to do is ask. I want information on this site. I really do. And I want to send a shout out to all the people, gosh, who've just emailed me out of the blue and said, hey, look, I hear you're going to put some stuff on the site. I heard it's coming together. Will you put this on there? And you know what my answer was? Yes. If you go to the resources page at celebritygrillshow.com, you click on any of those 20 categories, you're going to find a subcategory, whether it's barbecue teams, blogs, charities, products, stores, YouTube channels, whatever it is. And there's going to be a line underneath there that says, if you want it on here, I've even got my email address on there. Click on it. Just tell me who you are. I don't know who you are unless you tell me. And you can have your logo in more than one category. Absolutely. You got a YouTube channel and a Facebook page? Sure. Just let me know that you have them. And we'll communicate via email, get that all squared away, and we'll build this site up week over week over week, and we'll take it one week at a time. So proud of all the listeners of this show. I'm very excited to be able to host it and happy to be here doing it. And so, again, I guess if you have any other communication you want for me, you know where to find me. The website is celebritygrillshow.com. This is the show where we cook because we have to, and we grill because we want to.